in around the middle of 2021, before even the fall, it was staggering. It showed us about four things. That small study showed us, one, all of the nurses were double vaccinated and they all became infected. That opened our eyes instantly that the vaccine was not stopping replication or transmission. Our public health officials in Canada knew that then, federal, provincial, city level. They knew that the vaccine mandates had no scientific basis. That study showed us a second thing. All of the nurses in that study were PPE'd. Full masks, full visors, full gowns. It showed us clearly that PPE in a hospital setting doesn't work. That study, supported one by Shitrit in Israel, showed that the PPE in the hospital setting failed. A nosocomial outbreak. It was supported by one by Hatimaki in Finland, also showed us nurses' PPE, full masks, full gowns, fail, does not prevent transmission. That Ho Chi Minh study showed us a third thing. It showed us that double vaccinated nurses harbored massive amounts of virus in their nasopharyngeal passage, in their oral cavity, in their nostrils. It staggered us. It showed us that the vaccinated nurse and the unvaccinated nurse from an earlier outbreak with a different variant, the vaccinated nurse was far more infected. Our public health officials in Health Canada, in fact, knew that. They knew no mandate had any scientific basis. That is why the head epidemiologist at FAC can go on record saying we have no data to support the mandate. And that study showed us a fourth thing, which was even more frightening. We detected 251 times viral load in the nasopharyngeal passage of the vaccinated nurse than the unvaccinated nurse. It showed us that you, as someone in a hospital setting being cared for by a vaccinated nurse, then the Omicron is even worse. You would greater risk of becoming infected from a vaccinated nurse than an unvaccinated nurse. And I'll close by telling you something that our public health officials here did. You never got this information, so I came to talk about different things, but it's key that you understand. When they came to you and told you Canadians that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, they misled you and they deceived you, because it had happened in America. CDC did it, so we followed here. What they did was this. They redefined what being vaccinated was. They told you that for that 14, 15-day period post-shot, you were still unvaccinated. And that was the key. Why did they do you that? So that the public health officials in Canada could come to you and the media and deceive the public and tell you that this was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That was a falsehood, a gross falsehood. They were taking the vaccinated people who were becoming infected and hospitalized, and they were placing their events in the unvaccinated bucket just by a simple change in the definition. That is why somebody like me came today, so that I make sure that I share some information you didn't have. So when the media told you that we need to get all you vaccinated people, you unvaccinated people, vaccinated, the public health officials at Health Canada, in fact, knew it was a lie. I am telling you, they knew it was a falsehood. I will go as far as saying a lie, because they took all of the events and put it in the unvaccinated bucket. So you, the public, said, oh my God, all these vaccinated people are getting infected and hospitalized. I have to run and get a vaccine. You didn't understand that, no, those people were literally vaccinated. But FAC and Health Canada and CDC and FDA and NIH and NIAID and SAGE in England just tweaked the definition and told you, even at 8 days post-vaccine, you are not vaccinated. So even if you died from the vaccine, you were counted as an unvaccinated. And that particular fact doomed The information that you were getting, you needed to be properly informed, and you were never. The Canadian public never had the balanced, open, explicit, transparent, evidence-based medicine information it needed to make proper informed decisions. That's what we've been facing. So when James goes to march for all these miles, it's not because James doesn't have anything to do. It's because James understood the science too. And James understood something was wrong. And James understood that you can't be forcing our federal workers and our military and our police and our great nurses to be vaccinated by force when the data is problematic. The data cannot be substantiated. There was no sound justification for any of these vaccine mandates. And I'll go on record saying it. I will challenge anyone in the Public Health Agency of Canada. I will challenge Dr. Howard New. I will challenge Dr. Theresa Tam openly here to this legacy media. You meet me any place, anytime. You bring any of the data you have, any science. You bring the entire Public Health Agency of Canada and Health Canada to me. Meet me anywhere in Ottawa. Anyone in the provincial government or the city, come and bring your data. I will show you the global data that you did not inform the Canadian people about. You've been misleading them and you hurt people. So yes, we need a conversation. This must end. The vaccine mandates have no basis, and the emergency powers that you use to underpin them must be dropped, because there's no sound justification for this anymore. Thank you.